2006 was not a year in which gun organizations flexed their collective political muscle. Governor Jim Doyle won re-election despite twice vetoing bills that would have let Wisconsin residents carry concealed guns. And two key Assembly Democrats who switched their votes to help defeat concealed carry cruised to easy victories. Gun groups also lost their biggest cheerleader in the legislature when Eau Claire Republican Senator Dave Zien was defeated. University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire political science professor Rod Freitag says Zien rarely even mentioned his support for concealed carry during his campaign.
If he was thinking instead of swing voters, independent voters in his district, they may not be on board with concealed carry. In fact, it may be an issue that works against him.
Freitag says the gun lobby still has clout in Wisconsin, but it's in a worse position today than before the election. Jim Fendry is the director of the Wisconsin pro-gun movement. He thinks Democrats, including the governor, succeeded in part because they've learned not to attack gun owners or take away rights.
Without that being an issue for the past 4 years, I've talked to many, many people who've gone back and decided they were going to vote on other issues now rather than the gun issue, and they voted Democrat.
Fendry says that attitude could change if majority Democrats in the state Senate decide now's the time to advance what he calls anti-gun legislation. Otherwise, Fendry says gun groups will take a wait-and-see approach. He says court rulings on concealed carry could advance their key issue for them. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.